We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and for our next segment, we're going to talk the MHK Turkey Trot 5K. That's happening on Thanksgiving Day this Thursday, and in to talk about it with us is Ben Siegel with Manhattan Running Company. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. I'm actually looking forward to hearing more about this event. How long have you guys been putting this on?
I believe this is our seventh year for the Turkey Trot. We used to have another event that was kind of close. It was the weekend or two weekends after, and it was a donut run and some different things like that. It was usually had 250 to 300 people, and we decided to. Thanksgiving Day is actually the number one day for races in the United States. More people run a race on Thanksgiving Day than any other day of the year.
Now, why is that? Do you have any idea?
I think the day off. Holidays are. Our big days, you know, so 4th of July and different things like that. But Thanksgiving takes the cake on runners. I think, you know, everybody generally has the day off, and I think that's the biggest reason.
I've been a reporter here for the last 7-8 years, and I've covered a couple of Thanksgiving Day 5Ks. Not here in Manhattan, but
yeah.
In other communities. And, it is a great opportunity. I always think it's fun because you get a big crowd of people, and some people like to dress up. I was just asking you about that. You do see some of that?
Yeah, we do see some of that. Families come in from all over the place. And so I think we've had as many as, 12 or actually maybe even 20 from one family come for the race. You know, it's something to – not everybody wants to do it. So some people stay home and get the food ready, and some people get out and go for a run at 9 o'clock in the morning before they go and eat a little bit.
Now, let's talk a little bit. This is a benefit here, obviously. Mm-hmm. It does support the Flint Hills Bread Basket.
Yep.
So kind of talk about that aspect of it.
As all of our races do, and it's not something we don't really widely publicize it, but we made a decision, Trey and I made a decision, a Manhattan Running Company 13 years ago when we opened, that we would use our races as the beneficiary arm of our store. And so every one of our races, we find a local entity that we can donate the proceeds from. And with this one, it's the Flint Hills Bread Basket. Just makes a lot of sense. They're a vital part of this time of year and making sure families have food on the table and different things. And it's just, it's a lot of fun to write that check and give food to them, after an event like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do such a great work here for our community. And, let's talk a little bit about, where, people will sign up and the route.
Yep. So you can, for all the information, you can go to mhkturkeytrot.com. You can also go to manhattanrunningco.com. Both places will get you there. The route, we start and finish basically at 12th and Morrow. The packet pickup on race day will be at Orange Sky Yoga Public Hall. That Public Hall will be open for coffee, hot chocolate, and some food. And the packet pickup will be in Orange Sky Yoga right there next to it. They're open. You can go into either building and get to where you need to go. The start and finish is right there, like I said, at 12th and Morrow. The route goes down to Raleigh House. We hang a left on Manhattan and then down and through the park. Pops back out onto 14th and then down to Points, and then they take Points all the way down to the mall. You take a left on 3rd to Humboldt to 4th, 4th back onto Points, and then you come the same exact route back. So it's nice and flat, no hills. This year we bought a 12-foot inflatable turkey that will be somewhere on the route. So if you got to keep your kids interested for a 5K, and you just say, be looking for the inflatable turkey somewhere, and you'll find it.
That's awesome. It's essentially the same route as a lot of the parades follow.
Very similar. Yeah.
Okay. How many people have you got signed up so far?
So right now we're just under 800. I think we're at like 790 or something like that. And, we still have some t-shirts available. Some are getting to where they're sold out. So we've got 800. Our biggest year, I think we had 960. I would anticipate us being somewhere between 850 and 900.
Okay, well, and still timed, I guess. You can probably sign up all the way up until race time.
All the way up to race time, yep. That
doesn't guarantee you'll get a t-shirt at race time.
Yeah, I mean, like right now, I know some of the youth sizes are sold out, but I think we still have small through 2XL available, so definitely get signed up if you're someone who wants a t-shirt. If you don't want a t-shirt, I think we put a option for a $5 or $10 MRC gift card on there if you don't get a t-shirt, so...
All right. Again, and this all starts at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving?
Yep, 9 a.m. Thursday morning. You can park Be careful parking in Aggieville because we have some of the roads shut down and you won't be able to leave until the race is done. Usually this race starts, we start at 9. Usually the last people are crossing around 10 or 10:15. You can park on K-State's campus. Obviously, we don't have a parking garage yet to park in. That'll be done soon. And for next year, I'm sure we'll have that. But if you park over like in the K-State parking lot or any of the neighborhoods kind of around, just realize, make sure you go on there and look at where the route is and know that, you know, if you park somewhere where runners are going to be, you're going to be stuck for a little bit. So,
all right. Well, and putting something like this together, I know you have a partner there in Central National Bank. They're kind of
partners
as well.
Yeah, Central National has been with us now for 3 or 4 years. They're obviously a huge role. They give us some volunteers, and they're one of the reasons we're able to write such a good check to the breadbasket every year.
All right. Very cool. Anything else we could highlight here?
No, just come on out. I mean, I think it's going to be a little cold, so make sure you dress warm. We do photography on the day, so it's kind of a good opportunity to get a family picture on. We have some photographers out taking pictures, and you'll get finish line photography, and it's just kind of a fun day. So just come out and enjoy before you go down and eat your food and then watch some football.
I imagine that's a good way to build an appetite for Thanksgiving. Go do a 5K beforehand.
I mean, I would think so. I mean, it's. I know I'm hungry when I leave, and I don't even run. So I usually get to ride lead bike, which is fun because it's really cool to ride lead bike on this race. I don't get to do this very often, but I ride lead bike, and I get to see, you know, 900 people going down Points Avenue, which is just, it's pretty cool to see on that day. There's not a whole lot of traffic. We have a lot of great volunteers from the Kiwanis and some other groups, and so it's just a great time.
Yeah, and Aggieville's such a good backdrop for that race.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, well, cool. Looking forward to that. Dave, you got something?
Yeah, before you move on, and Ben, I know you're – how many races do you conduct in a year's time? Not trying to take anything away from what you got coming up Thursday, but, I mean, this is something – and I know you've been involved in the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and that's a passion for me as well. There's a lot of people that come to town for these races.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we want. I actually had a couple goals when we started doing this a long time ago, and it was number one to obviously I've been friends with Karen and Marcia down there for a long time, and so I know what their goals are, and so our races help do that, especially our bigger ones like our half marathons and marathons. People come in, stay in hotels. But our second one was to provide quality events for people here in town, so they don't have to leave and go other places. So you always want to bring dollars into our city, which is important. But the less we can send people out and keep them here, their dollars stay here as well. I think it holds true with with baseball tournaments, and that's why it's important to have great stuff like that. But we put on, to answer your question, I think on a yearly basis we actually put on from start to finish. I think we're at 9 events is what we do, with St. Patrick's Day, the Bill Snyder Highway Half, Little Apple Marathon, and others obviously in there as well.
So. And you've helped out with some others that aren't here as well.
Yeah. We actually put on a race down in Stillwater, Oklahoma, called the Stilly Half, kind of similar to the Oklahoma State Bill Snyder Highway Half, and that one's going to be finishing on the field this year down there as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we also time races in Kansas City. We go a long ways. We go down to Houston, Texas, Colorado, Nebraska. We go a lot of places. So,
next question is unrelated to races, but
sure.
Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Yep.
What does that mean to you as a small retail outlet that really has found a niche?
Well, I mean, I've always been a big shop local guy. Obviously, we wouldn't be able to do the things we do. One of the things I didn't mention is, but over the last 13 years, we've donated close to $300,000 to local charities through our events, which, again, that's one of my favorite parts of our races, is getting to write that check to places that need that money. We wouldn't be able to do that without our store and without people shopping with us. If we didn't have Manhattan Running Company, I wouldn't be able to put on these races and do that. So that's huge. I also am big into making sure that I can't just say, hey, I'm here in town, shop local with me. We have to provide a quality experience and quality products for people, and we try to do that, and hopefully people appreciate that and continue to shop with us.
All right. Thank you. I just, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we had an opportunity. We don't get too many, honestly, retailers come in and talk with us here in the program, but I thought it'd be nice to get to, you know, a little perspective on the importance of, you know, keeping that business local, because, you know, that's how we as a radio station survive.
Yeah.
Is on local business.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I feel very fortunate that, you know, I was able to take my passion in running and make it a living. Not everybody gets to do that. So I feel very, very lucky. I know Trey and I both feel very, very lucky that we got to do that. But we also, it's kind of fun because part of our, what we do for a business also has a fun aspect to it in running races. And it's something people enjoy. It's a lifetime activity, kind of like golf is. And so we enjoy helping facilitate people, you know, getting into shape and motivating them to accomplish some goals that they might have. And it's just a blast. I mean, I just kind of have to pinch myself every so often because it's been a dream come true to be able to do what we're doing. So.
All right. Very good. Well, mhkturkeytrot.com is a website if you want to sign up. And that's going to be a fun event. We'll have a reporter out there on Thursday. And so looking forward to hearing more about it and getting some nice pictures on our website.
Ben, yeah, thanks for having us in.
Thanks for being here. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from Sean Stewart at AAA Kansas up next on K-Man.